Good afternoon, everybody. All right, we are here in the ENL classroom. And this is our ninth period class. This is our second podcast. And we're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves. I'm Mr. Silva, the ENL teacher. And to the left of me, we have...
Jenny.
All right, we have Jenny who's a little sleepy right now, but that's okay. She'll wake up. And then we have
Eden.
Okay, introduce yourself.
Okay.
Joshua.
Hi, I'm Eleonora.
Howard.
All right. As you can see, some of my students, I think they can't wait for the weekend. Okay.
Today's Friday.
Right, today's Friday. So we saw a CNN student news video yesterday. Now, who could tell us what was the topic of this CNN student news video? Who would like to say what the topic was of this CNN student news video? Eleonora?
Is this Hyperloop?
Right, Hyperloop. The Hyperloop. All right. And then, what is the Hyperloop? What is that?
The Hyperloop is a train that people are going to make in the future.
Right. So people are going to make this Hyperloop in the future. So scientists and engineers are working on the Hyperloop. All right. Let me ask you this. Who is excited about this? Who thinks that this Hyperloop is going to be... Who thinks that this Hyperloop system... is going to be created in the future, and we'll be able to see this in our lifetime. Okay, who can comment on that? Who can comment on that about the Hyperloop system? Do you think you guys will be able to see it in your lifetime?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe some. I heard some maybes, some yeses. And who can describe the Hyperloop? What is the Hyperloop? What does it look like? How can you describe it to the audience? Okay, so is this train on a train track, like a normal train?
No, it's crossed in the loop.
Okay, it's in the loop. Okay, it's in the loop. And what else? How else can you describe it?
It's like kind of in the air.
It's kind of in the air? Okay. And where is this train inside of? It's inside of what?
Tubes.
Right, it's inside of a series of tubes. Okay, very good, Jenny. Right, it's inside a series of tubes. All right, who can remember how fast can this can the train go inside this Hyperloop?
So
how fast can it go?
I think 250.
250 miles per hour? Anyone?
I think it's 2,000.
2,000 miles per hour?
No, 1,000.
Who remembers?
1,000.
I put it on the board.
It's 900.
It's
800. No, 800.
To
40.
1,000.
Right. It's close to 700 to like 800 miles per hour. Right.
Oh, the plane was the 250.
Yeah. So it could go very fast. Okay. Now, my students have had some questions. All right. They had some questions to answer. The first question, who would like to answer is, what did you see in the video? So how can you describe what you saw in the video? So we're going to go around the room, okay, and we're going to read what we wrote, okay? All right, Jenny, what did you see in the video, Jenny? How would you describe that to the audience?
In the video, I saw the Hyperloop.
Hyperloop?
Oh, Hyperloop. The Hyperloop is a... Tubes. The Hyperloop can go around in a circle.
Okay, very good. And then, what did you write?
In the video, I saw a new mode of
transportation
called the Hyperloop that people want to create in the future, and this train is going to change the world.
Okay, all right, very good. And Chaewon, what did you write? Read the first one.
The Hyperloop is the transportation of the future. People reuse the Hyperloop to go around the city.
Okay, Okay, very good. Joshua?
In the video, I saw the new happening.
Okay, all right. Very good. Eleonora? What did you see in the video?
Oh, I see the
salt.
In this video, I saw the hyperloop, a transportation innovation. Time is money. People spend a lot of time in the trains of engineers. I need to improve the train. They change the trains, but this hyperloop is very fast. Hyperloop will change the world of transportation.
Okay, all right, very good. Very good, Eleanor. Now, Howard?
I saw a group of architects trying to make the Hyperloop to change the future. The Hyperloop train will pass through tube faster, and it will save time.
Okay, now how will this help people? We said something about times. People were saying that it's going to save time, and that's going to help people. Okay, give me an example. Tell us, how do you think this is going to save time? Give me an example, all right, of how it's going to save people time, all right? Who can tell me how it's going to save people time?
If you want to go, I played it in LA. So, like, I can go on this train and go to sleep, like, in my home.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. So, yeah, so even going to LA, all right, it'll save you time. Approximately how much time? Who knows how long it takes to go to Los Angeles or California? Okay, right, it takes 6 hours. And with the Hyperloop, how long do you think it might take?
2 or 3 hours.
Maybe 2 hours, okay? So it's definitely going to cut your travel time, all right? You're definitely going to experience less travel time. Okay? All right, very good. And the next question I asked, let's see here. How will the Hyperloop change the world of transportation? So who would like to explain? How will it change the world of transportation? Joshua?
Oh.
Can you, number three?
It's like a train and not like I care, but it's little and different. It's very innovative.
Okay, good. Yes, it's very innovative. Okay, so that's why it's going to change the world of transportation. So this new innovation. Can you give me examples on how this innovation is going to change the world? Anybody? How is it going to change the world? Howard?
Like, if you buy something online, the company needs to send it to you from the other city. If we have the Hyperloop, they just need to put in the loop. That will be so much faster.
Okay. All right. Very good. Right. Jaewon? Who else, Jenny, go ahead.
When we have the Hyperloop, we can save a lot of time compared to a plane and car.
All right, okay, right, so maybe people will not use will not travel by plane anymore. They could just use the Hyperloop, right? All right, anybody else? And then
The Hyperloop will help people because it's faster than a regular train, and it's good
Okay. All right. All right. So we're actually just ran out of time. Okay. So everybody, let's just say bye to our audience. All right. And bye, everybody. Bye. Have a good weekend.